sister, my sister, she walks her own way. We'll talk and drink coffee till we're old and gray. My sister, my sister, missing you today. Watch out, boy, she's got too much to take. And her heart's too big and it surely won't break. She's too strong for you and that's how she's been made. My sister, she's got too much to take. Her heart's too big and it surely won't break. She's too strong for you and that's how she's been made. My sister, my sister, your blue eyes. Watch out, boy, she's got too much to take. And her heart's too big and it surely won't break. She's too strong for you and that's how she's been made. And my sister, my sister, in blue eyes.
Magnolia Boulevard on a virtual Roots Down session from WVTF. From their debut album, New Illusion, Sister. Lead vocals by Maggie Noel, who joins us from Lexington, Kentucky. Maggie, did you realize you have that voice, or did someone have to tell you?
Oh, man. Well, thank you, first and foremost. I've been singing since I was itty bitty. And when people would ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I would always say I wanted to be a singer. But yeah, most of my family played bluegrass music and everybody seemed to always have a guitar. So I don't know if I ever would have expected to be doing what I'm doing now, you know, looking back, but it's always just the thing that I knew I wanted to do.
Well, the creation of Magnolia Boulevard came about, as it does often with bands, how people happen to meet or go to a club and see someone perform and think, man, I want to play with them. And then on top of that, to sort of fall in with Paul Reed Smith of PRS Guitars and the big boost that he gave the band. Tell us about that.
Oh my goodness. So fortunate. So, I mean, it's a really surreal feeling, honestly, because like I said, you know, I grew up with acoustic music and grew up playing an acoustic guitar, and I never even attempted really to play electric until I started playing music with Magnolia Boulevard. So it was a whole new world for me altogether. And then to be introduced to Paul, who just so happened to love us so much. It's just no words at all. It's wild.
Well, it certainly isn't just happenstance. It's a lot of talent and hard work. Trace the formation of the band a little bit for us.
I was actually playing a gig with my old band, which is kind of loose bluegrass. You know, we just did it for the fun of things and got rowdy. And I was playing a gig with them, and the bar we were at, called Al's Bar here in Lexington, they actually have a little side area called the Beer Garden, and Greg was playing in a singer-songwriters round, but he was the only one that wasn't singing. He was just playing his guitar, and I was like, man, I told my fiance, I was like, I don't know who this feller is, but I've got to play music with him. And I took a leap and found him on Facebook and said, hey, I would really love to play music with you. You know, as I said, I've never played electric before, but I feel like we would fit really well together.
Talking about Greg Irwin, lead guitarist for Magnolia Boulevard, and we're talking with Maggie Noel, lead vocalist and guitar player. And you were right, Maggie, you guys certainly do fit together well. Now, your debut EP, New Illusion, was released in August 2020, produced by Paul Reed Smith. We talked about him earlier. Tell me how you guys connected.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So Paul was doing a clinic type thing here in Lexington at Wilcut Guitars. It was their 50th year anniversary. Wilcut's 50th year anniversary, I believe. Don't quote me on that. I had no idea that Paul was even going to be there. I just thought it was his guitars, you know. So we played a set there. And I had actually just recently got my Zach Myers edition PRS for Christmas. So when I found out he was there, I was like, oh my goodness, maybe I'll get in to sign my guitar, da, da, da. And he ended up watching our set and just, I guess, fell in love with us and immediately came and introduced himself. And from then he was like, I think it was only a couple weeks away, but they were hosting PRS Experience, which is every two year event in Annapolis at the factory. And like I said, it was only a few weeks away, and he was like, I got to get you guys to Maryland. I would love for you to play PRS Experience. And he booked us a flight and flew us up there. And that was the largest crowd I have ever played for in my entire life. It was bizarre.
Well, I must say, from what I've seen of you guys, whenever you are presented the opportunity such as that, you certainly do step up and take advantage of it.
Well, you know, like for someone, you know, such as I, who has kind of been thrown into the wolves, so to say, with all this electric music, you can't slack on your job. You know what I mean? You got to bring it home or else.
Oh, so true, especially with all this electric music and stuff.
All the stuff.
That's great. Once again, talking with Maggie Noel of Magnolia Boulevard from Lexington, Kentucky. And let's talk songwriting about a song we're going to hear, Strong-Willed Women. Is that one all you?
That is.
Was that one born out of specific experiences or just a rumination on things over a period of time?
A little of both. I was actually 19 when I started on that song, and I wrote it in honor of my mom, who she kind of had a health scare there for a minute that we were kind of unsure of, but she's okay, came out swinging, you know. But I had also gone through some pretty, you know, heartbreaking times during that time period. So it kind of tied in together, but definitely inspiration from my mama.
Let's hear that one. It's Maggie Noel with Magnolia Boulevard. Strong-willed women performing for a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF.
Tomorrow's better, and this time I'm
Rootsdown Radio sessions recorded live. Search Rootsdown at WVTF.org.
Sure hate to see it.